on 102.4 FM across Rotherham, online, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. This is Red Road FM.
Now, we have a very special guest on the studio today calling in to talk about marriage allowance. Sarah Green, are you there?
I am indeed here, or there, depending how you view it.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah, for coming on the show today. Would you like to give us a little introduction as to what the changes are with marriage allowance?
Well, it's not so much a change with marriage allowance, but here in HMRC, we like to remind people as the end of the tax year approaches that the tax year is kind of a deadline. So each time you pass the 5th of April, another year you can make a claim for if that claim is valid drops off. So March, we've realised, looking at our statistics, March is the most popular time for people to claim marriage allowance. Because you can claim not only if you qualify for the current year, that's 23-24 tax year we're in, you can also claim for 24-25 tax year that's coming up, and you can claim for the back years. So one of those years you can't claim for anymore. That's what's quite important at the moment for this particular time of year for marriage allowance.
Yeah, because I know the normal tax year is April, isn't it?
It is. There's a great long explanation about that. If you have trouble sleeping, I'll let you have it. It literally goes on. It's all about sosogenes and not quite working out that the Earth revolved at a certain number of revolutions and it was the number of decimals. Anyway, it goes on.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's a nice...
It's fascinating. But.
Nice little factoid.
Sarah, just for those people that are unsure, I mean, there may be some people just married and one thing or another, young families and things, and not sure on how to claim for a marriage allowance. Could you just let people know the easiest way? I would imagine it's on the tinternet, isn't it?
The tinternet is indeed it. Yeah. The internet saves you quite a lot of time if in terms of telling the tax office things. Yeah. It's quite useful, as does our HMRC app. Yeah. So in the app, you can... your national insurance number and tax details, and that can save the time hanging on the phone because these are the most popular things people phone us for. But gov.uk, a really boring website that has nothing cute or fancy about it, not even any colour, it's where you go, gov.uk. Yeah. And gov.uk is a search driven website, so the best thing to do is to put into the search bar what you're looking for. So yeah, if you were to tap on the computer just now and go up to gov.uk, yeah, and put in marriage allowance, it'll come up with how to claim. There's also a calculator that tells you whether or not whether you benefit from it, because there are some rules that you have to stick by to be eligible for marriage allowance.
Yeah,
I saw that on the sheet. Isn't it something like one of the partners has got to be, is it below the tax threshold and the other one between 12.5 and 50, is it?
Yes, that's it. If you're in Scotland, where I am, the numbers are a wee bit different. But basically, you have to do your personal allowance, so £12,571 and above, up to £50,270, which is the higher rate limit. But if you're between these two brackets, you'll benefit from and be able to claim marriage allowance if the other person doesn't have taxable income. The commonest circumstance is that somebody is not working or hasn't got a large income. For example, they might only have the state pension. So that doesn't generally make you taxable. But the other partner is either working or is actually maybe has an occupational pension, which takes them above the tax threshold. So the person's not using all their personal allowance, £12,500, transfer 10% to the person who is paying tax, and it will save for the current tax year £252.
Yeah.
There you go.
All handy.
Oh, that's pretty good, that.
In this day and age, yeah.
It is. But you do need to, there's a wee thing that people maybe these days get a wee bit, are less sure about. You do need to be actually married or actually in a formal civil partnership. So if you're just doing what we call in Scotland bidy-in, just not, you know, cohabiting,
yeah,
you don't qualify. Apparently, you do actually need to be married or in a formal civil partnership.
Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you again, Sarah. Thank you so much for taking time out each month to bring us up to date with
thank you.
You're welcome. And remember that deadline, get your claim in before the end of the tax year.
Yeah.
And if you're qualified, you can claim back those years all online.
All online. So if you've never actually claimed it before, then you can actually claim back.
No.
Back, yeah.
That's right, you could go back, you can claim back to 1920. So if you add up the current year and the previous years, you're talking about £1,200. And then you've got the benefit of the next year if your circumstances haven't changed. Mm-hmm. So realistically, it's actually quite a
It's well worth looking at, isn't it?
It's well worth looking at.
Yeah.
And It's also worth noting that if somebody is below the tax threshold and isn't using all of their allowance,
yeah,
it might still be beneficial to transfer that 10% to the other person. So one person would pay a small amount of tax,
yeah,
but the other person would benefit more.
Yeah, I think that's what me and my wife did, actually, when I retired and she retired. But she keeps trying to claim it back off me.
Well, no surprises there, Dave.
If your circumstances change and you are no longer eligible, you must tell us.
Yeah.
If you no longer wish to claim, it's up to you. You need to tell us, but you remain eligible. But if you're not eligible, so you have a pay rise and you go above that threshold that we talked about of the 50,000 odd, you need to tell us that, or you'd get divorced, separated, as we said at the beginning there.
Yeah.
Then you would no longer qualify, and you do need to tell us at that point. That's important that someone takes responsibility for telling us.
On 102.4 FM, across Rotherham, online, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. This is Red Road FM.